Music on the River today. Your host for that is Andrew Dzingel. I just walked through those doors and wandered down the Champs-Élysées, going cafe to cabaret.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Don't let the bastards get you down.
Margo Price was inspired by Kris Kristofferson's message to Sinead O'Connor when she was facing controversy and being booed on stage. He told her, "Don't let the bastards get you down."
That moment has just really stuck with me in times where I have felt challenged by being myself and by speaking up for things that I think need to be said.
That's a song from Margo Price's new album, Hard Headed Woman. After calling Nashville home for over two decades, she finally rolled up to RCA Studio A to record her first album in the Music City. It's definitely a new chapter, a new sound that's old school country.
So many people try to take that word and make it their own and, you know, even make it like a political statement, but I think country music belongs to everybody.
Coming up, live performances of new songs from Hard Headed Woman. And we'll catch up with Margo Price today on an Encore World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. A shooting at a home Thursday in rural Cass Lake resulted in serious injuries for a 40-year-old Cass Lake man. At 2:14 a.m., the Cass County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call at a residence in the Prescott housing area in Wilkinson Township. Deputies and responders arrived at the residence and learned that an unknown man entered the home and shot an occupant before fleeing the scene. The victim was transported to Sanford Health Bemidji with serious injuries. The incident remains under investigation with the assistance of the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. An autopsy of the 59-year-old Cass Lake woman who crashed a pontoon Tuesday in Leech Lake showed she suffered a medical emergency before the crash. The Cass County Sheriff's Office also identified the victim as Teresa K. Ciccini on Thursday. The Sheriff's Office received a report of a boat crashing into the rocks and shoreline near Walker City Park. Responders found Ciccini unresponsive, and she was later pronounced dead after being transported to the Walker Airport. As Minnesotans mourn those killed in Wednesday's mass shooting, public frustration is mounting over the frequency of these attacks in the United States. Local researchers recommend a comprehensive and compassionate way of spotting warning signs and responding to them. The deadly attack on students at a Minneapolis Catholic school has again brought gun violence back into the spotlight. At Minnesota's Hamline University, James Densley is with the Violence Prevention Project Research Center. His team's recent findings say those who carry out school shootings are often in a noticeable crisis, meaning students, staff, and parents should be trained to recognize concerning behavior and how to report it.
So a lot of this is really around communication, that people trust in the systems that are going to get people off of that pathway to violence so that they don't go looking for answers in the darkest corners of the internet.
He says speaking up shouldn't lead to punishment for the person in question, but rather accessible and affordable forms of care. The center also says mass shooters have significant trauma histories, and researchers recommend a more thorough screening of childhood trauma as kids grow up. Densley acknowledges challenges such as peers not wanting to be seen as snitches for reporting someone. Densley says they've interviewed people who've carried out mass shootings along with those who had their attack plans thwarted. For situations where a tragedy was avoided, he says there was a common factor that served as a blockade.
Many times it was a human intervention. It was an act of kindness that gave them hope and a reason to live. Time and time again, it was that human connection that really made the difference.
As for warning signs in someone they know, he says people should be mindful of dramatic changes in behavior that include aggression or an unexpected flurry of social media posts centered around grievances. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. An Itasca County voter fraud case may head to a jury trial in October after a judge rejected the defendant's guilty plea on Monday. Megan Buffington has more.
40-year-old Danielle Miller of rural Nashwauk was charged with 3 felony counts of absentee voter fraud last October. She allegedly attempted to vote for Donald Trump on behalf of her dead mother. Miller initially pleaded not guilty, but petitioned to enter a guilty plea last week. She would have pleaded guilty to one of the 3 counts, with the other 2 dismissed as part of the plea deal. Miller would have received 3 years of supervised probation, in addition to several other requirements, including reading a book about voting in America and writing a 10-page paper on, quote, the importance of voting in a democracy and how election fraud can undermine the voting process. A judge rejected Miller's plea at her hearing Monday. Itasca County Attorney Jacob Botchold says Miller told the judge she was intoxicated and that her sister mailed the ballots, which he says is not what the investigation suggests. Minnesota statute requires defendants to state the factual basis of their plea before a judge can accept it to ensure the defendant knows what they are pleading guilty to. A jury trial is scheduled for October 20th, but Fotchold expects another attempt at a guilty plea to take place sooner. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
I'm Stephen Kaleo, contributing host. This is an encore edition of World Cafe, and today we're hanging out with Margo Price. Getting back to her country roots was key on her new record, Hard-Headed Woman, and booking some time at legendary RCA Studio A was an ideal start. She was joined in the room by old pal Matt Ross Spang, returning to the fold since Price's critically acclaimed debut, Midwest Farmer's Daughter. This also marks the first go-around without her longtime backing band, the Price Tags. Coming up, Margo joins me to talk about Hard-Headed Woman, including writing with her husband, Jeremy Ivy, getting her own custom model of guitar, and why it's never too late to learn an instrument, in this case, the fiddle. A talk is coming up, but first, a performance originally recorded with Billy Strings, but from the stage of World Cafe in Philly. Here's Margo Price, Too Stoned to Cry.
Thank you.
Recorded live in Philadelphia at Non-Convention, it's Margot Price, Too Stoned to Cry. Margot's got a new album coming. It is called Hard-Headed Woman, and we're going to get into it today on World Cafe. My name is Kaleo, contributing host. Margot, so good to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Happy to be here.
You know, the last record, Strays, having left for a slightly different, maybe more psychedelic soundscape with Jonathan Wilson, you know, Hard-Headed Woman, I mean, it feels like the first few Margot records in terms of sonics, in that it feels very familiar to the person that I got to know over the first few records. I'm kind of curious, why did you want to come back so quickly? Why did you want to inhabit that space again?
Well, you know, it was so much fun to experiment with Jonathan. And, you know, over the past several years, my band and I, in our live show, it was, you know, there was a lot of heavy jams, a lot of like synths and newer sounds that I have used on those first couple records. Even my album that I made with Sturgill Simpson, that's how Rumors Get Started. It was kind of starting to lean more into the rock territory. Sure, yeah. And I always knew that there would kind of have to be a coming back. I mean, I'm not going to make like an EDM record or something.
I mean, anything's possible, but probably yeah. not, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's fine if that's what you want to do, but that's not where my heart is. I think, you know, I moved to Nashville because I was so drawn to the songwriting, to the storytelling, and working with Matt Ross Spang again, who produced Midwest Farmer's Daughter and All American Made. He really kind of helped me get back to basics. You know, at times over these last couple albums and during my live show, you start using a click track, you got the in-ear monitors, you know, you get a couple samples and stuff going in there. And Matt Ross Spang was just like, no, there's going to be no click. Nobody's going to be, you know, playing to certain BPMs. You got to feel it in your heart. And it was really nice to just get my feet back on the ground in that way.
Yeah, that's really cool. And Matt has a very specific set of sensibilities when it comes to recording that really captures what I think is a classic country sound. You know, maybe you're the person to ask about this, because in the past few years, like, I'm having a hard time parsing what country music is, especially when you start thinking about bro country and all of that entails and pop country and stuff like that. Like, for you, was this about making a country album? Like, as you see what country music is?
Yeah, I think it's country music through my eyes and through my experience. And so many people try to take that word and make it their own and, you know, even make it like a political statement. But I think country music belongs to everybody. I think songwriting and storytelling and writing about the, you know, the heartbreaks of life and whatever struggles you might be going through, that's how I've always used it, in that kind of as a tool in that way. Yeah, it can be confusing to know what country is.
I imagine at this point it's probably easier to know what isn't country music.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Margot Price. The new album is called Hard-Headed Woman. Don't let the bastards get you down. This is not advice. That's actually the name of the song. But It has this momentum. There are so many things about this song that I love, from the story behind it, the lyrics, the tempo, the beat. But I kind of want to start top level. I want to unpack, how did this song begin for you? Because there are so many cool little facets of it.
Well, my husband and I sat down in a hotel room on tour a few years ago. We were actually out touring Strays, and we were writing songs for a movie that has not happened yet. And this was one of the kind of concepts that we came up with. I've always loved Kris Kristofferson, and his songwriting, his storytelling is, you know, unmatched. But he was not afraid to speak his mind politically. I have so much admiration for him because of that, and because of the way that he stood by Sinead O'Connor, you know, back in the 90s, she had just ripped up the picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live, and she came out at the Bob Dylan 30-year anniversary concert, and she was getting booed.
Yeah, mercilessly.
And they told Chris, you know, go get her off the stage. And instead of him pulling her off the stage, he put his arm around her, and he whispered in her ear, don't let the bastards get you down. And that moment has just really stuck with me in times where I have felt in times where I have, you know, felt challenged by being myself and by speaking up for things that I think need to be said. And also, there's a literary reference, Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale, and it came out in 1985.
Yeah.
And so I wonder oftentimes if that's where Chris got it. I never got a chance to ask him if that was it, but they say it in Latin in that book.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a great motto for everything that we're facing right now. I have always wanted to be kind of a voice for the working class and stick up for the downtrodden. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to it. Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down. It's Margot Price on World Cafe.
Don't let the bastards get you down. Don't let them sell your heart and steal your mind. Make sure there's no next time around. Don't let the bastards get you down. From Aberdeen to Austin, St. Augustine to Boston, we ain't about to give it to those that just can't live it. They wanna wear your rhinestone.
Margot Price, Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down. It is from her new album, Hard-Headed Woman. Margot is my guest today on World Cafe. I am Kaleo. It's really important to mention that, like, you've been writing with your husband for a long time, Jeremy Ivey. You called your partnership a soul connection, which I think is just the most beautiful thing. I would love to know how that connection plays out when you are working together and you are writing a song together.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I met him 21 years ago, and we've been together through so much, so many ups and downs of our career and our marriage and the loss of a child and addiction and all these different things. And there's no one that knows me better than him. And so he can write from my perspective in a way that other people can't. If I was just to go, and I did actually go in and try to write a bunch of songs with other writers as well. And I had a lot of fun doing it, but it's like they don't hit you in the gut the way that a song does when I've written it with him, or just the way we can kind of finish each other's sentences.
Right. It's not he's trying to put himself in your shoes. He walks that path with you, as opposed to other songwriters who are trying to look at your past work and maybe emulate that to bring it to the table. You're right. It almost feels like a poor carbon copy if you're doing that in a songwriting thing. Is it hard to be polite when you're in a songwriting thing and it's not working for you? I may imagine honesty is the most important part of it.
Yeah, I don't have a hard time being brutally honest. I mean, especially with Jeremy, when we're writing, I think we can be kind of hard on each other and very blunt. And, you know, oh, I don't like that. Okay, fine, we move on, you know. Mm-hmm. So the ability to be completely truthful is refreshing.
This is World Cafe. We're here with Margot Price. The new album is called Hard-Headed Woman. Don't Wake Me Up began a long time ago in a completely different type of art. Based on a poem that Jeremy found in your childhood bedroom, which, by the way, leads to a very important question, which Is your childhood bedroom preserved just as you left it when you went to college?
It is. It is. Yeah. It's like a mausoleum to old me or something. But yeah, I had, the poem isn't quite that old. Like, I think I had written it just like a few years prior, but we were up at my family's home for Christmas and he started going through one of my notebooks and I had written it, after reading this poet, his name's Frank Stanford, and Lucinda Williams was kind of obsessed about him. She wrote a song about him called Pineola.
Yeah.
Third Man Records put out a book of his poems, and I just fell in love with him. And so I wrote this poem, and then Jeremy found it, and then the whole thing just happened. It was like one of those lightning moments, and we were just so inspired. And that was kind of when I knew, all right, this is, you know, the direction for where we want to go, getting back, stripping away all the extra, you know, psychedelics and all the things that we were throwing in. It was so fun to paint with that palette. But this is back to the kind of lyrical folk blues format of songs that we like to write.
Yeah. And I want to ask you about the lyrics because, you know, it talks about the need to escape into a dream away from the real world. But I also know that, like, the real world is a place that you are not afraid to live in and be invested in and talk about your place in that world. So I'm curious how you balance the dreaming component, protecting your peace, so to speak, with being invested in the world and, you know, wanting to fight to make a difference for what's right.
Absolutely. I think that's something that so many of us are struggling with right now because we're just inundated with so much bad news. And it's never been like this in, you know, in culture where you just can have access to every single thing that's going on. I think you have to pick and choose. Mm-hmm. You have to pick and choose your battles. You have to, you know, tune out at times. But then when the time is right to come in and stand up for something, speak your mind, you have to take those moments. And there are little moments in that song where I, you know, talk about turning down the politician screaming on the television and all those things that we're all faced with these days.
Yeah, we used to get our bad news 3 times a day, and now it's all day at, you know, warp speed, and it's a lot. And there are other people out there who are holding the line for you, and you need to take care of yourself first and foremost, and then get back out there and take someone else's place on that line, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think Joan Baez told me, just do one thing every day. Just do one small thing every day. And I've been trying to hold on to that, because if you spend your whole day in it, especially if you're an empath,
yeah,
it can just crush you, and then you don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. So I think, I'm still trying to find that balance right now.
Let's listen to a live performance of Don't Wake Me Up. It's Margot Price on World Cafe.
The way this world is going, hey, truck stop, Midwest strip mall. I can dream inside out and backwards too. I could dream in French, I could dream in Spanish, I could dream with the subtitles on in Spanish. Dream in a dojo, summer down in Tokyo, a two-star sushi bar, listen to the radio. I could dream in a subway car, the end of the line.
Recorded live, it's Margot Price with Don't Wake Me Up. It is from her new album, which is called Hard Headed Woman. We're hanging out with Margot here on World Cafe. I am Kaleo. I don't know how cool this is to you, but if this happened to me, I would think it's the coolest thing ever and I would show it off to everyone. You have a custom guitar now.
Yes.
Tell me about this Gibson.
I am so excited. I have a Signature Series J45. That I have just released with Gibson, and it's been a long time coming to fruition. I kind of put it in their ear about 5 years ago.
Ooh.
And Cody Allen, she's such a boss. She helped me design this guitar, bring it to life. I want to get more instruments in the hands of young children. I think, you know, back in the day, a lot of people would, you know, you'd say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I want to be an actor. I want to be a musician. Well, now it's, you know, it's changed. Kids today want to be YouTubers, but I think music.
Influencer.
Yeah, yeah. You know, music is just one of the only things that turns on all parts of your brain. And it's just so good for us. Whether you do it for a living or you just do it because you love to do it, I encourage anybody at any age to pick up an instrument.
And you yourself are living proof. I heard you recently have picked up a new instrument as well.
I have. I started taking fiddle lessons with my daughter.
Wow.
Yeah, my whole life I've just been saying, oh, I wish I played the fiddle. I wish I played the fiddle. And then one day I was like, why don't I just do it? And I've got one song in the can. I can play Liza Jane on the fiddle.
Before we go, we have one more performance on World Cafe to get to from Margot Price. Hurting on the Bottle, my gosh, it's almost a decade old now, right? 2016 when that first dropped.
Yeah.
You're playing that for us today. How's your relationship with this song changed over time?
Well, it's, you know, I kind of retired it for a moment because I have retired from drinking. And, you know, there was a while where I kind of didn't connect to it and I wasn't playing it. And then I kind of started thinking about it and I was like, I'm more qualified than ever to sing drinking songs because I have struggled with that substance. And I feel I am just in the best place mentally, physically, emotionally that I've ever been in. And yeah, so I have found the joy again in singing that song because it was a huge part of my life for so long. It was a moment in time, and it's cathartic. It's cathartic to sing it.
Yeah, it feels like it could be a boon and a burden at the same time, depending on how you're approaching it.
Absolutely,
but it's a good place for you now.
It is. Yeah, I don't feel sad when I sing it at all. I feel like I've beat the devil, to quote Kris Kristofferson again.
Beautiful. Let's take a listen. Hurtin' on the Bottle. It's Margo Price here on World Cafe. Recorded live on World Cafe from Non-Convention 2025, it's Margo Price, Hurtin' on the Bottle. Margo has a new album. It's called Hard-Headed Woman. Margo,
an absolute pleasure. Congratulations on the album. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your 2025 and come back and see us again soon, okay?
I absolutely will. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. That's Margo Price. I'm Kaleo. Back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Margo Price's new album, Hard-Headed Woman, is available now. Thanks so much to her. And thanks to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. Want to see video of that interview and see video performances? You can on our YouTube channel at World Cafe. Here's Grateful Dead.
Choice, my friends, better take my advice. You know all the rules by now and the fire from the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Of cannonballs, their motto is "Don't tread on me." Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come with me or go alone. He's come to take his children home. Story the crow told, it's the only one you know. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Silver mine, and I call it Beggar's Tomb. I got me a violin, and I beg you call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Whoa, oh, what I want to know, oh, how does the song go? Uncle John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along and go alone. He's come to take his children home.
some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along and go alone. He's come to take his children home.
They were in a relationship with that song for a very long time, several years, to get that track, which appears on Haim's new album, I Quit, in the can. New music from Haim, Relationships. When we get back, new music from Bon Iver on World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Justin Vernon released the Sable EP late last year, and it was dark. The new album, Sable Fable, sort of shows you that was just the first half of the story. A beautiful record worth checking out. Here's new music from Bon Iver. This is From. Wait till those boys who don't cry meet the big girls who don't cry. It's just going to be one huge happy party until they all start crying. I'm just writing fan fiction in my head. The protagonist from those two very different songs. The Cure, putting the wraps on this edition of World Cafe. Want to thank our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible, including our friends at KTNA in Talkeetna, Alaska. We make the show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philly. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe.
World Cafe is supported by AEG Presents, bringing Haim on tour across North America this fall. More info at HaimOfficial.com. And by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org. Coming up September 6th, we are so excited for Grand Rapids River Fest. Opening up will be Alan Sparhawk, who recently talked with Kari Hedlund about his new album with Trampled